Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila, Fitness Miami.
All right. Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. What's up, everybody? Welcome
What's
back
up,
to Whiskey and Tequila
baby?
Fitness Miami. I'm one of your co-hosts, DJ Don Julio, and over here we got my boy
Lucius, baby.
Oh shit, Lucius is back. What's up, everybody? So
What's
before
happening?
We start this, let's go ahead
and hit him with the disclaimer.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna hit y'all with the disclaimer first.
Disclaimer before you say some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then you get people riled up.
All right, everybody, man.
You get people's asses clenched up.
Yeah, before y'all clench y'all asses, man, listen up here. If you're listening to WTF Miami, it is because you are not a CrossFitter.
First things first.
I gotta hit the important parts.
Sorry, CrossFitters.
I'm sorry, man. You can still listen.
Fuck you guys.
You're listening because you like comedy. You like dark humor. You're not a social justice warrior.
And you like entertainment.
Not to say that, you know, we don't believe in some of these things, but we're just doing this right now because we like to spit the real, the dirty, that 100% stuff. You're listening straight out of millennials' mouths. The things that everybody's afraid to say, we're over here to say it.
What you guys are thinking, we're the ones saying.
Yeah, you know, you're the thought process right here, and you know, we're your mouths. Don't think of it in a dirty way either. Now.
Yeah, that's a long intro, man.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Damn, now I lost my train of thought. Fuck, what was I gonna say? Shit.
You had way too many Guinnesses.
Man. Yeah, man.
We were
drinking Guinness before this over here. Fuck, I was going to say something.
If you're CrossFitters, if your butt hurt.
Yeah. Oh, some of our stories might be slightly exaggerated. So if some of our exes are listening, you know, we just made it like a little bit exaggerated for the...
Sick of entertainment.
For the entertainment purposes. And if you're watching us on YouTube, y'all seeing our facial expressions right now. So it's exaggerated 100%.
Oh, yeah.
With that being said, let's take this round of shots.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Yes, sir.
You ever take a shot and it burn you so much? You just got to look up like that?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's how you took... I think, I don't know if I talked about this in the podcast before, but in order to take good shots, you take a big inhale in, you lift your head up, and you just freaking take the shot down while your head is up, and you won't taste it as much if you just took it normally. That's just a tip. Pro tip. WTF Miami pro tip. Listen up.
Either way, that shit's so bad.
All right, man. Today, we're going to start off this podcast by talking about what the hell is a true simp.
Listen up, y'all. The deal is here. We about to spit this fire. It's going to be the best thing you finna hear.
You know, and our version of a true simp might not be the same thing as your version of a true simp, but
right.
We tell you the truth. Everybody going to bullshit you.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
So what do you think is a true simp, bro?
All right. I think a true simp...
Or what are some of the things that make
characteristics,
a true simp,
right, that make up a true simp? If you bust your ass off at work,
you a simp.
We get bitches paying for our shit.
Yo,
if you're busting your ass off at work as a man and you pay for a lot of your chick's shit and she still complain about you, you a simp.
And she still complains about you?
You a fucking simp.
And you don't do shit about what she say?
You a simp.
What, you don't do anything about when she says?
And you fucking
anything?
Stay quiet
you
and
stay
you
quiet
try to
about it?
And you basically try to make her day even better after that or you try
I give
to buy
you the
her
world.
Shit. Yeah, if you try to give her the world after she basically talking down on you?
And
you a
she's
simp.
Still there?
And
you a simp.
You a simp player.
You a simp player.
You a simp. If she's the one that runs the household when you make the bread, mind you.
If she makes the bread, bro.
Hey, man, you're on her rules, player. But if you make the bread and she run the household,
you're a simp. Sorry. What's another thing? If
If you have
you
to
catch feelings
first
before you fuck.
Oh my Lanta. And she basically pushing it off every single time. And you're buying her shit. I've seen this before.
Oh man. Damn, you just said like three. Bro,
if you're buying her an iPhone, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, if you're red bottoms, anything, high heels. And she hasn't let you hit yet. And she hasn't let you hit yet.
Oh yeah. And that. I'm sorry.
You are fucking sick.
You know what you could do with that money for yourself? You could get yourself a fresh fucking fit, a nice shoes, nice outfit, right?
Yo.
And you fucking look cool.
I have a homegirl,
where
right?
She's like, and then you attract more women, like you have that drip, and then, you know, you attract more girls and stuff like that.
No.
And it works for you. If you buy a fucking
you're wasting your money on a
she still hasn't let you hit. Fam.
Bro.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, so I have a homegirl. We call her like the female version of us. Cuz she know how to play the game, boy. She know how to fucking work your poor man heart to the T, bro. I don't know if she still does this, and she listens to this podcast. Says, what's up? Hey, we about to talk about you right now. I'm not going to tell your name. And even if I did, it's almost impossible to find you. Now,
no, we're going to put her in the link in the description box.
We're going to tag her IG, her Twitter, her Facebook. Now, listen, homegirl, right? What she does is she's a perfect example. She's dating. Well, not dating. Correction. She's playing this officer of the law.
Oh, she playing with fire.
Oh, yeah. Officer of the law.
She playing with fire.
Yo, on her date night, homeboy took her to like this 5-star hotel, paid for like the king suite, gave her money so she can go buy a new phone, gave her money to buy clothes. So
Hold on.
To go on this date. A cop. He's on a cop salary. Wait. They go on this date. He pays for her, like, you know, her phone. He pays for like this whole shebang.
Don't tell me.
And she tells him no whenever it came time to hit. Wait, but it gets better. He gets mad, obviously, you know, for good reason. Honest, you can't buy pussy. You can't. I mean, you can, but you can't expect that if you waste X amount of dollars, you can't expect to get pussy, right? You can't, but wait. But wait, right? He gets pissed off. He leaves this 5-star hotel. She stays. Flash forward. He starts buying her more shit. He takes her out to restaurants. He takes her out to dinner all the time. Yo, they go to a restaurant where she's flirting with the chef. She gives the chef her number. And she tells the cop.
This is after the hotel.
Yes. She tells the cop, oh no, that's just a friend. We're just exchanging numbers. She basically nonstop fucking around with other dudes. Still doesn't let the cop hit. The cop is still buying her shit. That cop?
That's a fucking simp.
He's a simp. He gonna kill some people.
Oh,
he got some aggression in his system.
I don't think he got it in him.
I think that man got some aggression in him.
Yeah, he got some aggression, but he ain't gonna do shit.
Bruh.
What's another thing?
Let somebody.
No.
I'm gonna drink to that real quick. No.
Listen closely. If you get caught, if you catch your girl cheating on you, going balls deep.
Deny.
And you still with her? And you got no kids? You a motherfucking simp, boy.
You saying,
boy?
You saying if you catch her
cheating on you.
Man.
You hear this shit.
and you see it and you record it and you put it on TikTok and you still with her?
And you still with her. Homeboy.
You a simp. Now, for a lot of my older generations, if y'all don't know what a simp is, let's explain what a simp is first, because I honestly didn't know what a simp was at first either. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'm fucking X amount years old. I ain't gonna tell y'all my age, man. I'm gonna have to find that shit.
So simp basically is the nicest guy, pushover.
It's the pushover guy. Yeah. It's the guy, the good guy, the nice guy.
The good guy, the nice guy. He's the guy that
women should end up with.
That finishes last.
But he finishes last. He's the guy that he gets married to a chick and she's probably cheating on him with somebody else.
And he probably knows it and just accepts
and
it.
Yeah, he probably just, and he eventually.
Hey, I got a wife. She's around in the house.
Yeah, you know, he just needs a company.
She sometimes blows she's, me. She sometimes
puts out. Sometimes she goes 3 months, 6 months without, you know, giving the pussy.
Yep.
And he's okay with it.
That's basically what a simp is.
That's a simp.
But we're going to go more into detail as to what makes a simp. Man. So, cause this shit goes wild. This shit goes crazy.
Bro, this shit hurts me. You just even talk about it, bro.
It does.
If you're with your boys and you can't even be your true self, you a simp.
You a simp, bro.
If you try to change your behavior just because your girl's around you, you a simp.
Simp.
Check. You, a real true fucking person will never have to lie about who they are whenever with their chick. They can be themselves. The same person you are with your chick is the same person you are with the boys. Not your attitude doesn't change not one bit, and you hold your standards up high. Like, just because she's sitting right next to you, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden your opinions change. No.
Yep.
Don't do that simp shit. Like, you know, if you truly believe something, she'll find you that much more attractive. Because
you have your own
opinion,
and you're not agreeing with her, and you're standing behind your ground.
Yes, stick behind what you fucking believe.
Yeah, man.
She might not like it, but you know, it is what it is.
You're not gonna agree with everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna agree with everything, so you might as well make it.
Yep. But if you're with your boys and all of a sudden you talk different,
You a simp, bro. She gonna see that shit, man.
You a simp. Trust me, if she hears you talking like the way you really talk, she probably might be more attracted to you.
Yep. Another thing would be this is kind of simple, and I don't mean to play like too much games or nothing, but if she takes like an hour and a half to reply.
Oh, man.
And then you reply immediately after she sends that. Every time, she knows she got you on lock. You a simp.
If you go out of your way, let's say you're in an important meeting and homegirl calls you.
Meeting.
Important meeting, bro.
He said that country's an important meeting.
Hey, man, I was in South Carolina, man. I was stationed out there. So if you're in an important meeting, right, and she calls you and you leave the meeting to answer her phone call when you know something's about money.
Ooh.
But you know, now mind you, there's scenarios to where if it's a significant other that it might be more important. But if this is just a girl you just started hooking up with and dating and you just freaking like cut everybody off.
And you're not exclusive yet.
You a simp.
You a simp.
If it's not your wife, and you doing that shit, bro, you simping hard.
I love kids. But if you're not exclusive yet and you take your kids to school.
Wait. Did you say you take her kids to school? Oh, my God. You seen that shit before? What the fuck?
You a simp. I seen it.
Oh, if you buy her gifts and she not your girl, but you want her to be your girl. You a simp.
That's high school shit, man. That's fucking high school, middle school shit. Oh, look, I got you this flower. I got you this, that. Like, if you're going on a date, then, you know, a flower
it makes
or
sense.
Whatever.
It makes sense because
at least you both know that it's a date. But if you're going to get some random girl who fucking most likely is talking to other fucking dudes, of course she's going to take your gift. She's not going to say no. But what the fuck are you gonna give it to her for?
Bro, my heart breaks for some of these guys, man. My heart breaks, man. I feel that shit right here, man.
You don't
man.
Even know if she's gonna give, like, one right anything here. To you, bro.
And I feel that shit right here more so because we've been there. We've been those simps. You think we started off like this? You think we became the biggest pieces of shits that we are now? No. This shit happened because...
Not by birth.
This shit happened because we were heartbroken. You know when they say, who hurt you? We're going to tell you who hurt us.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you who hurt me. Who did it?
Who did it, man? Who did it? Who did it?
All right, man. Denise.
Oh, he dropping names on it. Oh, Denise.
When I become a millionaire, this going to hurt. But I love you. We cool now. Me and her cool.
I'm not named.
But I just gotta put your name out there, Denise. Seventh grade. You know, they be talking. You know, you seen the memes? Yo, dudes get their heart broken once and, like, you know, they become biggest people. Yeah. Yo, if you put your hand in the fucking fire, you think I'm gonna keep on putting my hand in the fire?
Hell fucking no.
No, I learned that first time. In this case, it took me three times. But Denise, seventh grade. You know, I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. All right, so let me tell you
how. So, okay, so there's three. Ooh. I have three, too.
Yep, now, three. But three scenarios that actually turned me into who I am.
So each one for me was a different type of
I learned a lesson in each one. Yes. There's three times where you get your heart broken as a dude, and it's like three significant moments in your life.
So,
like, three very significant moments. So,
go ahead.
So, Denise, I love you. Mind you, we're cool peoples. All right, so, seventh grade, this chick was dating an acquaintance of mine. They dated for, I don't fucking know. You know, what's in what middle school years, man? Like, it's fucking, like, 6 months or whatever. So, acquaintance. I say acquaintance because he wasn't a friend.
Yo, by the way, where I went to middle school, girls were already pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. Facts. That shit happened. Yeah, exactly. That's what we grew up in. Crazy. We grew up in a scenario to where, yo, there was a kid who fucking like dropped almost like 5 pounds of weed on the ground running away from cops where I'm from. Those chicks that will suck your dick for $5.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we grew up from. Now, we had this girl named the Hot Cheeto Bandit. She'll suck your dick for her bag of Hot Cheetos.
Oh, shit.
And it's not the dollar kind, the 25 cent
kind. The 25 cent kind.
At the time.
You only needed a quarter.
At the time, because that, now they don't cost 25 cents anymore. Yeah. But, all right, flash forward, right?
They don't even make that size bag anymore.
Yeah, No, you can buy it in the big packs.
Oh, yeah.
In the Valley packs.
Yeah,
all
right. They come like with five chips in it.
Yeah, they do. It's all air. But, all right, so Denise, right? So I went to my best friend's birthday party, and Denise is his sister, actually. Yo, shout out to my boy. Now,
out here name dropping. All
right.
Shout out to my boy, Drew.
Shout out to my boy, right? Now, I met Denise at this birthday party. Me growing up in middle school, man, I was a short kid. But when she met me, I had hit my growth spurt. You know, I was 5'10" at the time. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you went from being the shortest person in school to, like, you know, now you showing a little something. So she noticed me. She had just broken up, like, for like the third time with homeboy, the acquaintance.
You gotta love those the third now, time.
And I'm guessing she noticed me during that time, right? So she noticed me. You know, and I noticed her, but at the time I thought they were still together with my acquaintance. So flash forward, she reached out to me like through somebody else, through a girl. I can't remember.
I was about to say through Facebook.
Nah, she reached out MySpace day. Probably.
I mean, yeah, MySpace.
She reached out to me through like an acquaintance, and when she reached out to me and said that she liked him was. From that other person, you know how you in middle school you do like, hey, tell homeboy that.
Yeah, you write them notes.
Yeah.
So, you like me, circle yes.
Yo,
or no.
This is how much of a simp I was. And honestly, if it's a friend, it made sense. But bro, this is like somebody I wasn't even close to. I went up to homeboy, bro. That's how you know I was meant to be the way I am. I went up to homeboy. I'm like, yo, homegirl like me. I like her. I went up to homeboy. I asked, like, almost asking him for permission.
What?
Almost, I went up to homeboy.
Like, if he's the dad.
But, like, you know how, if it's your friend, it makes sense when you ask.
But,
like, it's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
I went up to homeboy. I'm like, yo, your ex, she liked me. I like her. I want to explore what's going on. I went up to him, like, I just want to make sure that you're cool with it. Bro, I did this. I fucking did this. Obviously, you know, we in middle school, so he gave me his blessing. And I think to a degree he respected me for the fact that.
Yeah, you said something about
it. Yeah,
that.
Because I.
You brought it up.
Yeah, because even though he was an acquaintance, he was close enough of an acquaintance where I felt like the need to, like, I had to ask for permission. Mm. So he gave me his blessing. I started, like, you know, we started dating. We dated for a total of, like, a month.
Damn.
She went to, like, juvie or some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she went to juvie. And after that, one day she, like, hit me up. And then she was basically like, oh, I'm getting back with my ex. Crush me, bruh. Crush me. That was the first one. That was the first one. I'm going to tell you my story as a simp. That was the first one.
Now, what lesson did you learn from that? Because I have three lessons that I learned.
No. Yeah, from that lesson, I learned you don't. I was too much of a nice guy. Mm. Way too much.
Yeah.
In that scenario, I didn't give her enough of the excitement that she wanted.
Yeah.
So homeboy was already a maxed out hoodlum. I was still, like, you know, I was still leveling up as a hoodlum at the time. And where we're from, you don't get reputation for being an actual man. You get reputation from being a piece of shit.
Yeah, from what you do.
Yeah, from, like, the fucked up shit that you do. I didn't do enough fucked up shit. So that's what I learned. I learned that I wasn't, like, you know, to the level of fucked up that she wanted. Now, let's move over to the second one. The second time, I was already in high school. Mind you, I became a semi piece of shit. But there was this chick that she did enough to where I simped out for a little bit. She was the baddest chick in the entire school. Like, when I say the baddest one, the baddest one. I had a reputation for being, like, you know, this fucking, this guy who only dates, like, you know, the creme de la creme. Now, this chick, I'm not going to name drop her. I'm not going to name drop her. I ain't going to do it. Now, this chick.
Sorry, Denise.
Now, this chick, yo, she was the baddest in the entire school. High school. And, we went out to this movie theater, and I had money, bro, because I worked. I worked from, like, a young age. My parents taught me this whole fucking working thing. So I had paper, and my dad gave me money. So aside from me working on the side, my dad gave me money too. And, you know, I would go out. I had a gold chain, gold teeth, full mouth full of gold. You know, we're hoodlums. So at the time, that's, like, that means something. I had two sets of golds. This chick right here, she liked me because of the fact that I fucking, like, I commanded respect almost just because I made a lot of money. Like, we went out to this movie theater and I paid for my boys because they were broke. So I'm like, they were there with their girls, mind you, bruh.
What?
Yo, they were there with their girls. And to a degree, I kind of think, to now that I think about it, I'm like, yo, I would never do that. Like, they took advantage of me. But at the same time, it made me look good.
Yeah.
In that scenario, this badass chick, like, she was considered the finest girl in all of high school. Like, she liked the fact that she just saw me, and I'm just like, I paid for my boys, I paid for myself, and I paid for, like, you know, the girls. Bro, I paid for...
You gonna pay, bitch?
Bro, no, I paid for everybody, bro. Like, damn. I paid for... My dad, I think, at the time, he was getting ready to, like, leave, and he gave me, like, 10 grand, so I had a lot of money. And
there you go.
You give a kid... You give a high school...
Bro,
you give a high school kid 10 grand, you think we're gonna... Spend that shit wisely.
I remember I used to get these checks every month when for Social Security. Bruh. When I turned 18, they didn't finish giving me all the money I needed or that they owed me. They gave me a nice little 10 grand little check. I was like,
You think a high school kid? Yeah, you think a high school kid gonna spend all that shit wisely, bro?
I bought a car with my shit.
I already had a car, so we is not gonna spend that shit. Not only that, and you work too, Bro, I was in 10th grade and I fucking, bro, I had a gold chain. I had a chain with a rim because back at the time, that's like, you know, a spinning rim at that, bro.
Yo, those were the shit.
Bro, I used to have chicks coming up to me in high school, bro.
Spin that shit. Yeah,
let me see your grill, like all that bullshit, man. Like that. So obviously, I ended up hooking up with this girl. Like, you know, she told my boy, look, I like him, that. Obviously, she liked the fact that I just had paper. Second simp shit that I did. Bruh, I took her out shopping to the mall. I paid for her shit. I gave her money. She told me, wait. She told me she had this and that. Bro, I dated this chick for like a year and a half. And she kept me like at almost arm's distance, but I was simping so hard because she was the baddest chick.
Wait, bro, how were you simping with this chick?
Bro, I didn't hit.
Bro, for a year and a half.
Mind you, I was the person that my freshman year of high school, I had already smashed a senior chick. This chick was my same grade year. I was a sophomore.
Bruh.
A year and a half.
Holy shit.
Now, I eventually hit. Okay, everybody. I eventually hit.
After a year and a half.
I might have slept with her sister. Maybe. And her best friend.
After the first one. Wait.
And her best friend. And her sister's best friend.
All right.
But... Guess what led me to that? You remember how I told you that there's always fucked up shit that happens?
Yeah.
I didn't like randomly sleep with her sister. It was out of revenge. I didn't randomly sleep with her sister's best friend. It was out of revenge to that same chick. I didn't sleep with her best friend. It was revenge out of her, bro. She hurt me so bad that I felt the need to do all this shit to feel equal.
Wow.
Now, what led to that was her ex, bro, we were dating for a year and a half. Her ex was a football player. I ended up dropping out of football because I didn't have the grades for it because I was a fucking hoodlum by that point. I was like a full-blown out hoodlum. Her ex was a football player. And, yeah, like, I don't know what he did, but that ended up being just enough to, like, you know, to where... She's like, She was like, shit ain't gonna work out. Bro, that was enough to let me down. Oh, now, man. Y'all finding out what's making...
You already had a dagger here.
Yeah.
She went ahead and just pushed that bitch in just a little bit more.
Now, the final one.
Now, the last one. The one that penetrated the heart.
This is the last one. I started hooking up with this girl after I joined the Marine Corps. Mind you, bro, I'm enlisted in the Marine Corps. You know, for some odd reason, us Marines, whenever we're freaking dating a chick, we assume that that chick is going to be like our wives for the rest of our lives. I don't know why I assumed that.
You know what's funny? I thought about that, too. I was like, damn, she's with him. They're going to be together.
So
he's in the military, serving his life right now for our country. And she supports that. So yo, I'm assuming that she's going to fucking ride or die with this guy.
So there's this kind of thing, right, to where young military guys, tend to marry the chick that they're dating from high school into the military. It's like a huge ordeal. Or they ended up marrying like the first chick that they meet,
yeah,
that they date while they're in the military. I don't know why it's this huge thing. But so this chick, right, she lasted all my boot camp. She lasted my first my first school, right? My first advanced combat training. And I go home and I guess everything's just like fireworks. You know, we're all in love, this and that. Da, 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 da. I go to my first school. She survives that. Bro, I'm traveling a lot. It makes sense. I don't blame her for this. And I actually talked in my podcast. It's a degree I kind of like forced this. But in my second school, I find out, mind you, we're dating. I find out through looking at her Twitter, and she's posting pictures with her and another dude.
Oh, shit. But she didn't have you on Twitter?
Well, I didn't have it. I've never had a Twitter. But I just decided to, mind you, I have her on IG at the time, IG and Facebook, but she never posted nothing. But she knew I didn't have a Twitter. She posted him up on Twitter, bro, and this is how I found out.
Oh, shit.
That was it, man. That was it. That was it.
Wow.
I was never the same after that. Never the same after that. Bro, from then on,
bro,
I've gone on a rampage, you know.
That was the tipping point.
That was it. That was the moment where I'm just like, you know what? Never again will something like this ever happen to me. Never. Never, never, fucking never.
Yeah. Dude, that's fucking insane.
Never fucking again, bro. Never.
Damn.
That's it, man. Those are my three. My three.
Shit. Those are pretty
yeah. So when y'all threes, so when y'all man. Ask yourselves who hurt me, those three women. I was about to say the word.
Three bitches.
Those three bitches. All right. Lucius, who were they?
Oh, you know what? Back in the day, I want to say ninth grade, my first one. And it was right around when I started wrestling. So there was this chick, man, middle school. I mean, I would say, was it middle school? No, I had a phone. I had a flip phone. So it was definitely high school, ninth grade. So I used to go to church. I mean, I still kind of go, but whatever.
Don't fucking bullshit everybody. I still kind of go. It's just been like 4 years.
All right, whatever, man. So I met her there, and she was cool, man. She was like this down to earth, funny girl, like nice petite. I was, you know, we were vibing, we liked each other, you know, we making out and shit. So come to find out,
she was hooking up with all the church boys.
You know what was crazy was that all of my friends were talking shit behind my back, getting her against me for whatever reason, and she ended up leaving me because of my so-called friends. Because
of the rumors surrounding
the
your
rumors
name, yeah.
Or whatever it was that, and I never to this day know exactly what it was that they told her, but she ended up telling me, no, this, that she can't be with me anymore. And I was like, okay, so great. So one way or the other, I forget how I found out that all of the church kids were fucking telling her not to. They were telling her not to. So she listened to them instead of me, and she left me. And I'll never forget how I felt after that. And let me tell you.
Broke his poor little heart, man.
I never, after that, until like 15 years later, let another girl do that to me. Fast forward, I tie the knot.
Oh, shit. Damn, that was the second one?
I tie the knot. That was the second one, man. That was the second time I turned into a sin.
Oh, shit. I already know you.
So the first one, the lesson that I learned was be very selective of who you have in your life and what it is that they are there for, like their true intentions and shit. Like ever since that, like I learned not only to fucking be more aware about that my girl would be listening to her friends more than me, but also who's going to be around me. After that, I've been real selective with my friends. Cause I was fucking hurt, man. Like I was listening to Chris Brown.
Hey, I was
like, yo, man. Like I'm in how my you know feelings
hurt,
right now.
Yeah, that's how you know you're hurt.
So, fast forward, I tie the knot with this one chick. Your boy Lucius, the one, the legend, the living legend, ties the knot, thinking that he found the one.
Yeah, he's a divorcee, just so everybody knows.
Then all of a sudden, I get played, man. Homeboy goes ahead, interrupts my marriage, and I get hurt. I get hurt. Homegirl ghosts me for 3 days. Shit is getting crazy. And eventually, I leave her. Lesson. You good, bro?
That one hurts, bro. It
anyway.
Hurts right here. I feel
so
it, bro.
After three years of my time wasted.
When I hear these stories, I'm like, bitch.
I tie my boots. And I'm saying peace out. Now, lesson learned there. Don't move too fast. And, which, being a simp.
He ain't learned that lesson too much. Because lesson number three is going to be the real teacher right there.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but. He didn't really truly learn the lesson. But it like kind of semi-sank in.
So, the first one, I was a simp because. Like I was friend, so the first one, right? Sorry, I'm going back to the first one. I forgot to say what made me a simp, why I was a simp. So I was a simp because like these other kids, I thought I was friends with. They were all behind my back. Like I was being naive about it. I wasn't reading into the red flags and shit until she fucking crushed me. The second one, I was a simp because fucking I was paying for everything.
I gave you my heart.
I gave her my heart. I gave her everything. Gave you my soul. And what she did was crushed it into fucking dust and said,
he said, I love you white first girls? And everything.
You ever seen white girls? That's exactly what she did. Dust. And I was a simp because I took care of everything. And I broke the biggest rule of all, and I mentioned it. She fucking cheated, and I tried to make it work.
Oh,
with no kids.
Oh my God.
That changed me.
Yo, yeah, I'm telling you, who hurt
you? I'm telling you.
You're finding out right now.
Let me tell you.
You're finding out right now who hurt us.
I'm telling you.
Who did it?
The
third
one.
Why we're the biggest pieces of shit that you know. You think this happens randomly?
The third one.
This shit don't happen randomly?
Listen, and it's the deepest simpery that you get hurt from that makes you into the biggest player. Now, listen.
I put my hand in the fire three times.
Three.
Three times.
The third one was from this chick. The first and only. This is after my marriage, right? The first ever girl, woman that I fucking asked out. I was simping hard. I mean, I was smashing.
I was there for that one.
Smashing.
Yeah, he was smashing. I was there for that one. But mind you, yo, before you continue, I told him like, hey, bro, you might want to, you know?
Yeah, he did tell me.
I was like, hey, bro, you might want to like, you know, tone it down.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, he did warn me.
I warned him because I felt it. I felt it. I kind of low-key saw the clues. But you know what? He wasn't done. He didn't have his third one yet.
Yeah. This is my third. I asked her out to be my girl. She told me no.
That was this year.
She told me
that
no.
That was this year.
She told me no, but wait, there's more.
And you gonna like this one.
I stayed.
That was a moment of silence.
I continued to buy food. I continued to fucking waste money on dates. And what she, and she, so she,
He so continued to waste time.
We kept texting. We were texting and shit. She went from always responding to my texts to responding to my texts.
From sending him paragraphs.
Yo, he saw my messages.
Paragraphs.
He saw my
to sending him okay. LOL, smiley face.
Single, like emoji. One line text messages. One line versus a paragraph like this to like a single sentence. And she went ahead and fucking like visiting other dudes. I saw pictures from her and other dudes' accounts half naked. And I still stood around. And then, okay.
This hurts
no,
me,
after
man.
I saw
fellas,
those pictures.
Fellas, this hurts me, man.
After
this,
I saw those pictures, I was like, yo, you know what? That shit was just like the tipping after everything. I was like, you know what?
This hurts, fellas.
This shit hurts me. I can't even hear these stories. And that was the last time I'm ever going to be fucking treated like a motherfucker.
So before y'all judges, man.
Now we are complete pieces of certified shit. Yeah. But when that woman comes.
Yo, she got to be perfect. She got to be perfect.
She got to be online.
From top to bottom. Because trust me.
She
got to
be online.
Like, and we have the guards up or to the,
yeah,
you know, the guards is up to the extreme.
We already
like,
know all the truth.
I automatically assume every bitch that comes up to me is a hoe.
Yeah. Until proven innocent.
Until proven innocent.
Every bitch is proven guilty.
You're all guilty until proven innocent. Now,
Trust is earned.
Yeah, trust is 100% earned.
You don't just fucking get that shit.
Because I've talked about this in the podcast. I'm never going to disrespect you. I'm never going to do that.
Disrespect yourself just following.
Exactly.
I'm following what you're doing.
Exactly. I'm going to see how you treat yourself and I'm going to see how you treat me. If you treat yourself trashy.
Why the fuck am I going to treat you better?
What the fuck?
If I treat you better, bitch, I'm a simp.
The fuck do I look like? I am gonna treat you the same way I see you treating yourself. Now listen here.
It is what it is.
No, it is 100%. Now I'm gonna treat myself like a fucking king, cause I am a fucking king. All of the fellas out there, you fucking kings. All of the women out there, y'all fucking queens.
Realize the second
I get
go ahead and tell him, DJ.
If I smell that shit, that you are a hoe.
That ocean.
That your legs open for everybody. I don't want you.
Nah.
The fuck?
Yo, we were literally talking about that in the elevator.
Yes.
Like, we would be hooking up with girls. And if we find out that if we find out in any way, shape, or form you messing with other dudes, just know that's,
bro,
that's not working.
We straight up talked about how any chick that we meet, right? We hold you in the highest regard, like the highest, the highest. And the more you do good things, we'll hold you even to a higher regard. To us, that's just like, yo, this is a perfect ass chick.
Yo. And there's a lot out there, ladies. Like, don't get us wrong. Like,
everything that you fucking do that sounds ho-ish, you think we're not going to judge you for that?
That shit stays on your record.
Yo, that shit's like that on, shit your permanent
on your
record.
Record.
Yo, you mean to tell me, yo, we hooking up? And that's like me saying, like, yo, I'm hooking up with you, but I'm talking to three other girls. Now, if I'm a real man, I'll tell you, I'm fucking three other girls. If I'm a simp, I'm going to tell you.
I ain't talking to nobody.
Wait a minute.
But you are really aren't talking to nobody. And listen, you tell her the truth. If you tell her the truth, but you really not talking to nobody, like, look, babe, like, I'm not talking to nobody else.
Listen.
And you really not talking to nobody else? Motherfucker.
Listen.
Fuck, would you do that?
A lot of us.
You
fellas,
tell her you're not talking to nobody else, but that
You have to take into account the age. If you're a young man, 24 or less, you're just trying to fucking up your body count. Let's be honest here. Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to find a wife at 24 and under. 25 and older, I'm starting to think, yeah, might need to start looking for that chick. Yep. You know? So yep. At 25 and older, we still low-key fucking around. But at the same time, it's just like, we only fucking around.
We got
around.
An eye out.
Yeah, yeah. We
like this.
Yeah, exactly. If you give wifey potential, you know, we're going to be like, ooh.
We might give it a chance.
As wifey, like, you know? Even though we've been hurt. Even though we've been hurt, we're going to be like, you know that
taste.
She got wifey. You know? Now, 30 and up, I ain't fucking around anymore. Fuck around shit. Up,
nah.
Now, that's what we talked about before, though. If by 30 and up, you either with me or you not with me.
No. So here's the thing. It's not necessarily 30 is when I make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I make it before you, then I'm sorry.
If y'all read
that
book,
really have.
If you read the book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, a man can't really think about a future until he's accomplished his goals. So when you're speaking to your fella, if he hasn't accomplished his goals, he cannot see past that because he still has to achieve something.
Yep.
Now, with that being said, trust me.
Pay attention, ladies.
With that being said, man, like, the chick who stands by our side during all of our fucking struggles and shit, girl, you gonna earn the world. Like, trust me.
You said it in multiple podcasts. You gonna earn the world.
You gonna earn the world. I don't want the chick who got here once I already made all my success.
Yep.
I want the girl who was there whenever I was busting my ass off working for the longest. I want the chick who was just like, yo, this man's broke. But I'm still know, fuck with him because he has potential.
I believe in him.
So a lot of chicks think that you know, you could be in your 30s, you could be in your 40s and you might not make it. But eventually, if you keep on hitting something for so long, you're eventually going to make it because all your hard work eventually pays off. Yep. Fucking McDonald, the owner of McDonald's, bro, he didn't make it till like 50s, bro. He was like 50s, 60s when he fucking finally made it.
Yep.
50s, 60s.
That's fucking insane.
It might take that long. It might take that long. It honestly might take that long to make an empire. But trust me, if you're a chick who makes it 30, 40, 50 years with us,
you deserve everything. Everything. And that's not simp talk.
That's just truth right there. That's just the truth right there. And it works both ways, right? If you're a chick who has such high ambition, that you'll basically put everything for that ambition, and you have a man that sticks with you through all of that shit, like, come on, man, that's just easy.
You gotta keep him.
That's just easy, bro.
You gotta keep him. That's what I'm saying. Like, and what else makes? I think that's a pretty good amount of suggestions for us to put for the category of being a simp.
Yeah. With that being said, man, make sure y'all follow us. Make sure y'all like this video. Y'all subscribe to our shit, man. Ask us questions, man. Challenge us. I don't give a damn. Like, we like that shit, man, because we do respect everybody's opinions here. We're just expressing our own opinions right
with
now.
Your friends and family. Peace out.
Until next time.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.